to the Contender of the Fate broadcast, and I'm your host, Robert Jones. And on this broadcast, we oppose unbiblical sayings and societal norms through the Bible that are designed to remove God from our faith. In the scriptures, Jude 1 and 3. There was once a widow trapper who lived deep in the Alaskan wilderness with his two-year-old son. On one occasion, their supplies had run out and the trapper was forced to go and catch some more food. The weather outside was so fierce, he reluctantly decided to leave his son behind and trusted to the care of his faithful dog. While outdoors, the weather had got even more violent and the trapper was forced to take refuge overnight in a stand of trees. When the trapper returned the next morning, he got to the cabin to find the door opening and the furniture overturned. A fierce struggle had taken place. There was no sign of his son, and his dog lay in the corner looking at him guilty, with all the blood all over his mouth. The trapper was deeply distressed, and he quickly figured out what had happened. The dog, without food, had turned on his son and killed him. Gathering his axe from his side in a fury, the trapper killed the dog. He then set out to search furiously for signs of his son. There was still a faint chance his son was alive. As the trapper frantically searched, he heard a familiar cry coming from under the bed. He tipped the bed up to discover his son. He was unharmed, without a scratch, a drop of blood upon him. The trapper, flooded with grief, gathered his son in his arms. When he turned around, he saw a dead wolf lying in a corner of the cabin. The trapper realized why his faithful dog had been covered in blood. He was the one who saved his son. Lord Jesus, we ask you on today that you bless us, keep us in the center of your will. We ask you, Lord, to do great things on this broadcast on today, Lord. Send deliverance and peace and do what it is that you are doing in our lives. We come against every attack, every demonic stronghold, every pain, every sickness, every disease, Lord. Open up our minds. Renew us. Oh, Lord Jesus, have your way in our lives, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for your power. We thank you for deliverance on today. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we read and talked about how this trapper killed his dog because he believed that the dog ate the son. We're going to deal with today renewed thinking, how to see different, how to think different, to change our thinking. Had the man looked around or looked further, he would have seen that his son was still alive, but he jumped to conclusions. Many times we do that. We jump to conclusions. I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, if I would have walked in and saw that, I would have probably thought the same. But that thinking killed the innocent animal. It killed his faithful dog. How many times we've jumped to conclusions? How many times we've done things that we found out later that it wasn't called for or we shouldn't have done it? And, you know, Paul in Ephesians 4 and 24 verse, he urged the Christians to replace their sinful natures and to put off the old self and to put on the new self and change our attitudes and become true or become righteous and live in holiness. And that's what we're going to deal with, how to change our mind, how to look at things differently. What are we going to do to fix our thinking, the way we see things? Sometimes our seeing is not what it seems to be. Sometimes the enemy will give us a thought and we will run with it without getting the full information, without getting all information that's needed. Amen. You're tuning into the Contender of the Faith broadcast. Amen. Where we deal with things. Amen. Situations and problems and circumstances. We're going to start off with Romans 12 and 21. And it starts off, it says, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. That is powerful because it deals with to replace evil with good. Paul said, don't be overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. People who are able to utilize the power of the Word of God and the Holy Ghost that indwells in them and all of their relationships, thinking, and activities will form the basis of this living, this healthy living, that is. Many times this can be a hindrance in many people's lives where we can't see clearly. We have issues and problems and we wonder why the things that we deal with come full circle. We wonder why we can't do better. We wonder why we can't see better. We wonder why no matter what you do, the evil is always there. Because many times it's not practice. It's not a part of our attitude. We don't see different. We don't see the change. We can't be changed in our mind because we're not allowing the scriptures to permeate, to set, if you will, in our spirit. And the Holy Ghost, sometimes we don't allow it to have right away because we want to catch back. I want to get you back. I want to, you know, do you what you done to me. And that poses a major problem in the body of Christ and even in the world. You know, it's unfortunate. You know, I don't like to, you know, some people don't like when you deal with the issues or problems that go on inside of the body of Christ. Sometimes they want you to push it out on the rug, but sometimes this stuff goes on right in Christendom where the thinking is bad and we can't move forward and we don't want to renew our thinking because of previous hurts or issues or problems. Moving on, Philippians 4 verses 6 and 7, well, verses 6 through 8. And I'm reading NLT. It says, don't worry about anything. Don't worry about anything. Talking about renewed mind. Instead, pray about everything. Don't worry about anything, but pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. 7th verse. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. 8th verse, Philippians 4 and 8. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts. Look at that. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about these things that are excellent and worthy of praise. That scripture is setting the motion to how we can get delivered if we have any issues in this area. It's setting it in motion, telling us how to allow the Word of God to have preeminence in our lives. Amen. You want the Word of God to have preeminence in your life. You don't want to live your life with everything that comes up, everything that seems to be the way the enemy is giving you to see it is. You don't want that to happen. Look at the man with told you the excerpt about the illustration about the dog. He came in and the dog was bloody. The dog looked guilty and he killed him because he couldn't find his son. And sometimes you are in situations where you're on edge and you look at things differently. We don't want to be that way. So don't get upset when things do not go your way. You see, don't get upset sometimes when things don't work out. Just allow the scripture to take their place in your life and how it gives us how, you know, to think. Think on the things that are lovely, things that are wonderful, things of a what? A good report. Psalms 33, verse 17 and 18. Replace despair with hope. Replace despair with hope. David wrote, "The eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, and those who hope is in his unfailing love." Hope in God instead of yourself, your friends, or your circumstances. Hope in God. You know, sometimes we need something to hope in. You need to put your hope in the Lord. You need somebody to love. You need to put your love in the Lord. I remember years ago, the Lord gave me something profound on how to be all right, how to love, how to not get hurt. And the Lord gave me to give my heart to him, and he will give me what to give to people. So that simply means for me that I give no one my heart but Jesus. I love my wife. We've been married going on 17 years. I love my kids. But they don't have my heart. Jesus has my heart. He gives me what to give people. Why? Because people are what? Flesh. And you give what God give you to give to people. You see? You trust people through trusting God. And you won't get hurt. You won't have some of the issues we have with the thinking, the bad thinking. Our mind needs to sometimes be changed or renewed because of what we've been through. So we want to replace anger with love. That's one of the things that we can work on to change our thinking. Change our anger with love. And that's sometimes that's hard. Replace suspicion with trust. Solomon wrote in Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, to trust in the Lord with some of your heart, right? No, with all of your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend or not. Do not lean. We're going to get that King James for this one. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. And all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. He may direct your paths. No, he shall direct your paths. And all our ways acknowledge him. You have to trust in him. You have to allow him to change your mind. Many times our mind has been messed up from the people, the circumstances, the situations we've been in. It's hard to have a renewed mind when you have the same old friends. It's hard to have a renewed mind when you have the same old thinking. It's hard to have a renewed mind when you want to do things your way. People who know they are loved and trustworthy can accomplish anything with the help of Christ. And once you know who you are in Christ, then those issues that we deal with sometimes won't be as big as the enemy make them, because we are allowing our minds to be renewed day by day. We are allowing the Lord to have the preeminence, the right of way in our lives. We giving over the things that we can't handle. Stop trying to handle everything. You've tried. It's not working. When are you going to let it go? Romans 4 and 20, in the 21st verse. It goes and it says, he staggered not at the promises or the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. 21st verse, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to perform. Some of us are cynicism. Some of us are cynic. We see things a certain way. We view life the way we view it. We see things the way we see it. We sarcastic and we have skepticism and we distrusting. Replace all of that with belief. We live in a world that this is prominent in. he staggered not at the promises of God. Who are they talking about? The fate of the people that came before Abraham. He staggered not at the promises of God. When the Lord came and God told him what he was going to have a baby, he didn't stagger. And that's something to stagger about. That's something to think about. That's something to wonder. Here you telling me I'm going to have a baby. You telling me I'm going to have a child. And Sarah's past childbearing years. And I'm not like I used to be. But the Bible says he was fully persuaded. Let faith give you the victory that overcomes your thinking and that overcomes the world. We're talking about changing our thinking, renewing our minds, how to see differently. It's hard to see differently if you're dealing with the same things. 2 Corinthians 6:9. You're listening to the Contender of the Faith broadcast. Amen. I believe that the Lord will deliver you, will set you free, will do something different in your life. Many of us pray that our lives change and that the Lord will show himself mighty in different areas of our lives, but we have the same thinking. We don't want to change our thinking because sometimes your thinking is safe for you. Sometimes we think a certain way because it's safe. It doesn't require much. You don't have to go far to think the way some of us think. You know, if the Lord say he's going to bless you with a job that's paying X amount of dollars and you're used to the money you're making, then that's a stretch. That's too much for some people. So they rather not think that way. You know, that's being religious. That's being that's being superficial. You know, I'm happy where I'm at. 2 Corinthians 6:9 and 10 verse. It says, as unknown and yet well known. Well, let's go up a little bit. By honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true. 9 verse. As unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold, we live as chastened and not killed. As sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. That's a lot. That's telling us what we go through, talking about what we go through as believers, what happens and how sometimes you have your mindset on this in life and that happens. I don't subscribe to God. I'm not one that believes that God's just sit around pushing buttons all day, seeing who he's going to damage, who he's going to kill, who he's going to make sick. I don't believe that. My scripture does not tell me that. Now, of course, if you're not a believer and you're not walking the ways of God, then there's doors that open. But as a believer, my Bible don't tell me that. My Bible don't tell me the Lord just walk around doing destructive things. But there are things that happen, and that does not mean that God did it. That don't mean he did it. The enemy, we got an enemy. We have to keep in mind we have an enemy that hate us. There's a devil that's after you. There's a devil that's after me. He don't like us. The day you was born on earth, you became an enemy. Well, you know, I'm not really a full believer, but you're still a human. When you came on earth and you was born and they say you know, congratulations, bouncing baby boy, bouncing baby girl, you became an enemy of Satan. So it's not really about what you believe and think and how you see it. So sometimes there's sorrows that happen, but you replace the sorrow with joy. Paul wrote this. He said, I'm sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, poor, yet I'm rich, having nothing, but yet possessing all things. Another one is replacing gloom with cheerfulness. Talking about how to change the mind. Replacing gloom with cheerfulness. He wrote, Paul wrote, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. That's what? Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I said, rejoice. So if you didn't catch it the first time, he said, and again, I say, but you know why he emphasized that? Because sometimes we may not hear it because of the enemy's talking to us in life and issues and circumstances, and the kids don't want to leave you alone, the husband don't want to leave you alone, the wife don't want to leave you alone, the job don't want to leave you alone, people just don't give you a break. So how can my mind be changed and new when I'm always having to deal with someone else's issues? That's hard to do, preacher. I tried to do it and my mind constantly stays the same. Well, I would ask you this question. Are you giving all of yourself to the Lord Jesus? Is he on a schedule? Do you allow him to have the right of way in your life? If you want to do something, can he say don't? Do you pray and seek him? Do you seek him about things? That's important. Anxiety with security. The anxiety, when sometimes you're anxious, you have anxiety. Replace that with security. Job said, for I dreaded destruction from God. And for fear of his splendor, I could not do such things. If I put my trust in gold, pure gold, you are my security. Job went through a situation in his life and, you know, the enemy targeted him and he came to himself eventually. And he said, no matter where I go, God, you're there for me. I'm secure in you. I'm secure in you. Philippians 4:19. It goes and it says, but my God shall supply some of my needs. No, all of my needs. And he doing it according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. He able to do it because he's doing it according to his riches and glory. He's not doing it according to your riches and glory. He's not doing it according to your bank account. He's not doing it according to what you've, or how good you are, or how good you think you are. He's blessing you. He's changing your mind. He's renewing you. He's strengthening you according to his riches and glory. What about distress with confidence? Changing stress. Distress with confidence. Psalm 71:5. Amen. We are moving along. I thank the Lord for you on today that took the time to listen in. Give us a line. Send us a line and tell us how we're doing. You can send us an email at nofleshglory@gmail.com. Amen. You can send us a message through the blog talk. Psalm 71:5. For thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust and thou are my trust from you. In other words, I've been serving you since I was young. I'm acquainted with you. I'm familiar with you. I know how you take care of me, God. You my hope, and you my trust from my youth. That's longevity. That's relationship. That's commitment. See, you know, David said, I've been young. And I've been old, and I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. That's faithfulness. God is faithful. We might take a break. We might decide that, you know, that we won't, and I'm tired, and I've been doing this for a while, and I don't see results. I've been serving the Lord for these many years, and I don't see results. I've been trying to do ministry, and I don't see results. I've been believing God for my healing, and I don't see results. I've been trying to get a better job, and I don't see results. Hey, man, you pray for me with a twist tongue. I've been seeking God's face for something, and I don't see results. Because maybe your mind needs to be changed. Maybe your prayer needs to change. Maybe you need to go on a different angle. You know, sometimes I plant flowers and different things. And I know if you put some trees or shrubs or little plants in the shade, they will try to find where the sun is. And they may make it. They may get there, but then they will grow many times on an angle or not straight up. So sometimes it's better to move them and reposition them where they're in the sun. Sometimes you have to move and be repositioned. Sometimes that place you at is not the best place. The soil that you in, maybe it's too dry. Maybe it's too wet. Maybe it's too soggy. Maybe you have to uproot and replant. Amen. That's for somebody. Philippians 4 and 12 and 13 verse, it says, and we're dealing with how to have a renewed mind. Philippians 4 and 12 and 13, 12 verse, it says, I know both how to be abased and I know how to be abound. Everywhere in all things I'm instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. 13 verse says, I can do all things through who? Through Christ, which strengthens me. See, I know how to give him my life. I know how to be subject. I know how to be committed. I know through Christ, with my mind being renewed, I know that he's working this out. I know he's changing me. I know he's fixing me. I know that I'm not the same person I used to be because I trust in the Lord. My mind can be renewed. I'm setting myself up to have a renewed mind by me giving over these things that stop me from moving where I need to move with God. Amen. I don't want to be the way I am. I want change in my life. I'm tired of the same old mindset, the same old mind, the same way of thinking. It's not benefiting me. It seems like I'm the only one think this way. Everybody else has renewed their minds. I think about, I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana, and I remember, you know, growing up there, one of the things we dreaded was the storm. And I remember the mindset of a lot of the older people were, if a storm comes, a hurricane comes, or something, you stay there. That was the mindset. But then Hurricane Katrina came, and many of that old thinking, that unrenewed mind, had to change. And unfortunately, many people passed away because they decided to allow that old mindset to keep them there. Now, don't get me wrong, there were some people that heard God. I've heard testimonies of people who stayed behind for Hurricane Katrina. They heard God, and God told them to stay there, and he took care of them, and he provided assistance and provided things for people who didn't have. Everybody didn't get damaged. Everybody didn't die, but many people with the old mindset, there was no preparation. A lot of those people are not here anymore. So that old mindset will hinder you sometimes, even unto death. You have to know when it's time to change. Joshua 1 and 9. Have I not commanded thee, be strong and of good courage? Be not afraid, neither be dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever what thy go. He's with you wherever you go. You know, well, you sure he with me? Well, we're not talking about you going sinful places. I mean, if the Lord ain't seen you that, you know, sometimes, you know, I say believers who drink milk believe that, not a meat eater believer, but a milk drinking believer may believe you can go anywhere you want to go, sinful, and the Lord haven't called you and put you there. Then you don't want to bring. You don't want that to. You don't want to play game. Well, if he go with me wherever I go, then I could do anything. He's still with me. No, that's not what he's saying. It's saying if you have to go somewhere and he equip you and he tell you, he send you out. Or if you going somewhere you have to go, then he will protect you. He's there for you. God is our provider. He's our protector. Amen. He He's well equipped on protecting you. He's well equipped on protecting me. He understands what we deal with. He knows what our needs are. And many times we have a problem with our minds being renewed because we want to be the one to determine when it's time. You know, sometime, you know, you might have that favorite pair of jeans, that favorite pair of shoes. What about that favorite pair of shoes you have? They worn and good. And you've been wearing them for a while, but they're not pleasant to the eyes anymore. But they're good shoes. They still got some sole on them. They still got some rubber on the feet, and you like them. But here your spouse may be saying it's time to change them out. Mostly us men have that because we get a good pair of shoes, and some of us like to keep hold to them, or them good pair of jeans, you know, that shirt that fits you nice, and but it's time to change it out. It's time for it to be renewed, and you don't want to. Or if somebody like me, I would get the same type of shirt from the same maker because it fit me like I want it to fit. And so, but sometimes you have to change things. You have to do different. If you want different, you have to what? Do different. 1 Peter 5:7-8 verse. It says, casting all your cares, don't say some, casting all your care upon him. Who was him? Jesus. And you cast it on him because what? He cared for you. The 8th verse says, be sober, be vigilant. So you're being sober and you're vigilant because your adversary, my adversary, your adversary, our adversary, is already telling you that the devil is our adversary. Well, I don't do anything for him to do me what I'm doing, what's happening to me. Lord, why are you allowing this to happen? Well, I never did anything. You are an enemy of the devil. I'm an enemy. When we can get in our head that we are enemies of Satan, then our fight, then our plight, our servitude for Christ will become better. If we can just let that go, that I don't know what I did. Why is he after me? Why not you? Why not you? You are his enemy. Because your adversary, the devil, 1 Peter 5:8, the latter part, your enemy, because the adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, not a lion, but as one, as a roaring lion, he walketh about. So he got some feet. He able to move. Even he moved to see who else he can get. A roaring lion walking about seeking who he may devour. How can he devour you if you're not sober and you're not vigilant? If you're not sober or you're not vigilant, he can devour you. Let me say that again. If you're not sober and you're not vigilant, then he can devour you. And that will stop you from having a renewed mind. If you devour, it may not be physically, but emotionally. If your emotions are devoured, but with problems and situations, and you always thinking negative, there's no positivity that comes from you. You are a pessimist. You know, optimism is not part of you because, you know, that's not the way you do. You're a realist. You know, faith without works is dead person. You know, you believe in something that, you know, you got to always be doing something to get something from God, because you know God wants you to be moving around. He wants you to be working and having some action, and that's true in a sense. But sometimes the Lord just wants you to have your mind renewed. Simply, some of us need spiritual brain surgery. We just need a new brain. We need a new thinking. You think about the wizard and the Wizard of Oz and the Scarecrow. He said he needed a brain. He said he needed a brain but all along he had what he needed. Fortunately for us, we have what we need. We just have to allow the scripture, the word of God. We have to be around positive people. You can't be around negative people and wonder and hope and get angry because things don't work like you think they should work. And everybody around you is always negative. Nothing around you is positive. How can that be? And then we wonder why we have fleshly attitudes. And we wonder why we can't fight sin. Why is sin such an issue for some people? Because you're around sinful people. The Bible said not doing it, but having pleasure in that, do it. It's not about putting anyone down, but if you know you've been struggling for a long time in a certain area, then you need to seek help. I'm available if you want to talk. I can pray for you. We believe in deliverance. Sometimes it may be an entity. You might have company. NoFleshGlory@gmail.com, www.nofleshglory.org, or whatever way you can contact us off of our blog talk page. Amen. Sometimes you may have an enemy. We have No Flesh Glory Ministry, No Flesh or Glory Ministry on Facebook. Look us up. And you can instant message me and we can talk. There's deliverance. Don't let the enemy tell you there's no way to be delivered. You can't be delivered. Let's go to Romans 8 and 6 and 8 right quick. I thank the Lord for you. This is the Contender of the Faith broadcast, where we deal with issues and problems, and we are opposed of the unbiblical sayings that the world give out. The world is always giving something out. You can't live saved. You can't do this. You can't do that. And none of us, we're not here long enough to make those conclusions. You don't want the word of God, the Bible, to change to accommodate you, and you're just here a short period of time. We're not here long enough to have all of what we're asking for. Well, I don't believe in this. I don't believe in that. The Bible, this and the Bible. The Bible is wrong when it comes to this. The Bible is wrong when it comes to that. The Bible is this, and a man wrote the Bible, and that white man did this, and white. No, you're not here long enough to make those type of decisions on the Word of God and how God sees things and what He wants. And you and you know, and we on our way out. Romans 8, verses 6 and 8. For to be carnally minded, let's go up some. Go to 5th verse, Romans 8 and 5. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. If you're dealing with flesh, you're dealing with issues of the flesh, and you say you want to renew mind, but you're watching porn, and you can't stop watching things, even television. Some things on television you don't need to watch because it gets your attention. Sometimes Facebook, you get caught up in that. If you're minding fleshly things, that's going to take you away from God. Now, this is a personal thing. What's taking you from God? You can't always worry about what other people are saying. What are you struggling with? You know, you say you want to renew mind. You say you're struggling in areas. You say, no matter what, I can't hear God. I pray, but I don't hear Him. Well, some of the reason why you may not can hear Him, or you have an issue hearing Him, is because you're minding the things of the flesh. It goes on to say, Romans 8 and 5, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. 6th verse, for to be carnally minded is that. There's no good things to be carnally minded. There's nothing good in carnality. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. The 7th verse says, because the carnal mind is enmity. It is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither can indeed can it be. So many times the things we're fighting for, the things we're having issues with, and we wonder why we can't do better, and we wonder why things are working the way it is, and why life is not good like we need it to be, is because simply we have not given over our flesh. We've allowed our minds to be polluted, and our minds can't be renewed. You can't put new wine in what? Old skins. You have to allow the Lord to have the right of way in your life when He's knocking open the door. Some things have to change if you want to have a renewed mind. You want your thinking to be different, you have to allow Him to have the right of way. Last scripture we're going to read, 1 Timothy 4 and 7. We read scriptures. If the scriptures can't convince you, then there's no convincing. Amen. First Timothy 4 and 7. 1 Timothy 4 and 7 and 8 verse. I thank the Lord for you on today, for what the Lord is doing in your life. 1 Timothy 4, 7 and 8. Amen. It reads, do not waste time arguing over godless ideas of old wives' tales. Instead, train yourself to be godly. Train yourself to be godly. Give the Lord the right of way. Give him, say, Lord, I can't do this on my own. I'm tired. I give my mind to you. I give my will to you. My heart to you, Father. Have your way in my life. My God, don't waste your time arguing over godless ideas and wise fables. Instead, train yourself to be godly. 8th verse. Physical training is good. I'm reading the NLT. 1 Timothy 4 and 8. Physical training is good, but training for godliness is much better, promising benefits in this life and in life to come. So working out and working, getting, eating healthy is wonderful. But if your spirit is not right, if your mind isn't renewed, how can you be effective in Christ Jesus? Lord Jesus, we thank you for this day. Bless each and every person. Give them what they need on today. Remove the stony heart. Remove the stress, the pressure, the striving to gain. Remove it from your people, Lord. The striving to gain. When I say gain, I'm talking about to gain outside of the Lord's will, to gain and he haven't told you to go this route, but you're striving to gain and you haven't got insight and wisdom on what needs to be done. Lord, touch your people, touch the mind, touch every part of the brain. If there's any physiological things going on, Lord, that you will repair it. Have our minds to be on you. Let your peace speak to us right now. Give us insight and wisdom on what you need us to do. How you need us to get there. Speak to us, Lord, right now. We know that you're speaking. We remove every stumbling block. We come against the deaf and dumb spirit. We come against the demonic forces that try to stop us from hearing. Speak to your people. Speak to us on today. We want to hear you. We want to get all the information on how to get a renewed mind and how to keep our mind renewed. We love you right now in Jesus' name. You've listened to the Contender of the Faith broadcast. You can call in on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 720-820-1583 and listen in to our Sunday service live. You be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.